CBS system of laboratory protection presents Rudy Valley with John Barrymore.
I'll give you a smile for a smile, a song for a song for a while. I'll give you a heart for a moment sublime. Then as we go, we'll have a grand time. I'll give you a dream for your dream. If you'll make me a part of your scheme, and day by day and year by year, we'll give a smile for a smile, my dear.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Rudy Valley welcoming you to another Seal Test program. John Barrymore and I join with our sponsors in tonight's cast in wishing you a very, very happy, and we'll pad it out a little more or something to say, and then a very happy New Year.
I'll give you a dream for your dreams if you'll make me a part of your scheme. And day by day and year by year, we'll give a smile for a smile, my dear.
As is fitting in this New Year's program, the Valley Company pauses for a moment to look back and give thanks for the many good things that the old year brought to us. Our gratitude goes first of all to you listeners for your loyal support to our program and our sponsors' products. And secondly, my sincere thanks to the supporting members of our tonight's cast, Julietta Novis, Susan Miller, Joseph Leland, Elliot Daniel. These names may be unfamiliar to you, but they are the talented young artists whose splendid performances have helped us achieve whatever success you may have accorded us. Tonight, by way of appreciation, we're going to turn the spotlight on them individually, since for the past season they have gone unheralded and unsung. These linesmen and blocking backs of radio who run interference for the Tommy Harmons.
And Rudy, you've made a magnificent Tommy Harmon.
Oh, please, John, please, you embarrass me. I rather thought of you as the Tommy Harmon.
Well, if you pin me down, I guess I am a Tommy Harmon in my own line.
What's that?
Well, it ain't football. But it's a splendid thing you're doing, Rudy, giving your supporting cast a chance to display their talents.
Well, John, I like to feel that, given the opportunity, any of these young artists might reach the heights, even the height of a John Barrymore.
That's a pretty dizzy height. But I heartily approve your idea for tonight's show, Rudy. For it'll give me an opportunity to display a talent of mine, which I have never before dared to demonstrate on the radio.
Now, John.
It's music. As you worried, didn't I?
John, am I to understand that you're a musician?
Musician? I am an instrumental genius. A virtuoso.
You mean you're a soloist?
Now, from time to time.
What instrument do you play?
The drum. The bass drum.
John, you a drummer?
Yes, a drummer. And not the kind who's always getting involved with the agriculturalist offspring, either.
You mean you're a hide beater, a trap drummer?
I'm solid, Jackson. Over at the Palladium, what I occasionally sit in with the boys, they call me Jivin' Jake, the Trap Happy Rake. As a matter of fact, I toured last summer with an orchestra. Phil Spitalny's all-girl orchestra. I played second bass drum.
Second bass drum? Why'd you quit?
No chance for advancement. I couldn't get to first base.
Barrymore beating a drum. Oh, there's something wrong with that picture.
Nonsense! Down through the history of this country, whenever there's been a call to the colors, a Barrymore has responded with the drums. You've seen that famous painting, The Spirit of 76?
Yes.
That little boy, bravely beating the drum. He was a Barrymore.
Really? Tell me, John, did it take you long to get over that head wound?
As a matter of fact, I understand that the Army is looking for drummer boys right now. I may volunteer.
Oh, but John, you have to pass a rigid physical examination to get in the Army.
Well. I wonder what the situation is in the Navy.
Mr. B, we've delayed the proceedings long enough. After all, the purpose of this New Year's show is to give the other members of our cast a chance. So I hope you don't think me rude, John, when I ask you to step aside for our first performer, one of the girls from our chorus. You see, John, things are going to be different tonight.
You mean a chorus girl is going to follow John Barrymore?
Yes.
Boy, that is different.
Ladies and gentlemen, when Leopold Stokowski was engaged to conduct the score of Walt Disney's latest masterpiece, Fantasia, he auditioned the cream of musical talent throughout the country and picked one voice, that of Miss Julietta Novis, to interpret Franz Schubert's immortal Ave Maria. Miss Novis has been a member of our chorus since the inception of our present seal test series. Julietta, I hope that this new year of 1941, every Thursday will find that in this new year of 1941, every Thursday will find your charm and talent in evidence on this program.
You wouldn't put that in a contract, would you, Rudy?
Could be, Julietta. If you don't mind working with John Barrymore.
You have naught to fear, Julietta, my little fledgling. I am like a mother robin, watching over the tiny blue egg of your career, hatching in the nest of this program, and soon, warmed and sheltered by my wings, the shell of obscurity shall break, and you shall emerge. Look at Valley and say, cheep, cheep. And I think you know what I mean.
Listen, Mother Robin, fly home before we have you stuffed. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Julietta Novis singing Franz Schubert's Ave Maria.
Lovely. Beautiful. Rapturous. Rudy, why do you hide this exquisite nightingale, this delicate thrush back there on the glee club? Why have I not met this little canary?
John, have you ever heard of the cat and the canary?
Yes.
I don't have to say any more, do I, brother?
Rudy, you misconstrue me intention. You forget that I, too, am a musician, a man to whom song is the very breath of life.
Why, John, you touch me. I didn't know that music meant that much to you.
Well, it does. Now can I have a telephone number?
Ah, John, I'm disappointed. For a moment, I believed that you were a musician at heart.
I am. I am the Paderewski of the drums. I insist on doing my specialty. So, Rudy, how about an introduction?
Rudy, may I make this introduction?
By all means, Art. Go right ahead.
An introduction, please, boys. Ladies and gentlemen, it now gives me pride and pleasure to present a star. One who is destined, I'm sure, for tremendous success.
Thank you.
One whom I confidentially predict will win your favor. I now give you the New Year's greatest sensation.
John Barrymore.
No, John. Seal Test Ice Cream Pineapple Pie.
Mmm.
Seal Test new treat for the ice cream lovers of America.
Well done, my boy, and not exaggerated one bit. Ladies and gentlemen, as a special favor to me, I want you to try Seal Test Ice Cream Pineapple Pie. I know you're going to thank me for the suggestion after your first spoonful. Let me picture it for you. It's a perfectly shaped pie with crusts of smooth, creamy Seal Test vanilla ice cream. On top, there's a colorful whipped cream decoration that would do a French chef proud. And inside is a golden filling of ripe, juicy pineapple. Yum, yum, yum.
Seal Test Ice Cream Pineapple Pie is waiting for you at your nearest Seal Test ice cream dealers. Try it soon, won't you? And let me add, for your protection, be sure to look for the Seal Test name on the carton. That name tells you it's a genuine Seal Test pie, produced under the Seal Test system of laboratory protection. We'll tell you shortly where to buy it in your community. But now, back to our special New Year's show with Rudy Valley, John Barrymore, Julietta Novus, Susan Miller, Joseph Lilly, and Elliot Daniel.
There's hardly a top-flight orchestra or program on radio that has not at one time or another called upon the musical talents of one Joseph Lilly. As the conductor of the Glee Club, Joe, in collaboration with my own accompanist, Elliot Daniel, a Harvard 29 through no fault of his, has written a great deal of original music to fit the various scenes of our musical comedy. Tonight we would like to present one of Joseph Lilly's more ambitious original compositions, an imaginative opus provocatively titled A Trip to Three Clouds. This piece is in concerto form and has to do with a man who falls asleep, takes a mythical train ride, has a lot of wild thoughts. Well, it's all in the music. We now present Joseph Lilly at the piano, guiding us on a trip to three clouds.
Thank you.
The discovery of new singing talent is a thrill that comes once in a lifetime. But I must alter that cliche, for it is a thrill that comes to me more than once in my lifetime. The thrill when I first heard Francis Langford when I auditioned her in Miami. The thrill of discovering the glorious voice of Alice Faye and finally being able to book Dorothy L'Amour in the Stork Club in New York. Such a thrill came to me again when I heard Miss Susan Miller sing at the Coconut Grove here in Los Angeles. Susan, I hope you won't mind my comparing you with Francis Langford, Dorothy L'Amour, and Alice Faye.
Rudy, that's the loveliest compliment I've ever had. I hope I can live up to it.
Well, your lovely voice has contributed much to the success of our Seal Test series, and I hope that you'll be with us throughout the coming year.
You've not to fear, Susan, the little fledgling.
Not I am much.
Is that right?
Not much.
Let's see that. You have not to fear, Susan, the little fledgling. I am like a mother robin watching over the tiny blue egg of your career hatching in the nest of this program.
Audubon Jake is back. Take off those feathers, Barrymore. We know you.
Why, Rudy, don't you picture me as a mother robin?
Oh, yes. B-U-Z-Z-A-R-D, robin.
The mother robin slinks away to her nest, but I shall return shortly
to lay another egg. Susan Miller sings Frenzy.
It was fiesta down in Mexico, so I stopped a while to see the show. I knew that Frenzy meant please love me, and I could say Frenzy. A very handsome senor caught my eye. I stood enchanted as he passed me by, never knowing that it came to me. I gently said, Frenesty. He stopped and raised his eyes to mine. His lips just pleaded to be kissed. His eyes were soft as candles shine. So how was I to resist? And now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known. Because his kisses are for me alone. Who wouldn't say Frenesy? It's the loveliest love song just meant for me. It was fiesta down in Mexico, and so I stopped a while to see the show. I knew that Frenesy meant he loves me. And I could say, Frenesy. A very handsome senor caught my eye. I stood enchanted as he passed me by. And never knowing that it came from me, I gently sighed, Frenesy. And now without a heart to call my own, a greater happiness I've never known. Because his kisses are for me alone. Who wouldn't say, Frenesy? Frenesy.
That was lovely, Susan.
Lovely.
Back in your hometown tonight, they'll be saying, local girl makes good. Now we hear from a local boy about some good things that have been made for you.
Now a 60-second intermission while we tour America to tell you where to buy that thrilling new Seal Test ice cream pineapple pie. Here we go to all of those communities where Seal Test milk and ice cream are sold. Ready?
Our program tonight features a supporting cast. I would now like to spotlight two young men who are not exactly supporting cast, but who have made their contributions to our program by many a lovely original tune. The boys Bobby Worth and Stanley Cowan. Their newest song, Those Little Nothings. In fact, theirs is the theme song that we used this evening, we might mention. A lovely song which I should now like to sing.
Valley, you're going to sing?
Oh, yes.
Sounds like a good time for my drum solo.
John, do you honestly feel that your drum solo could replace my singing?
Why not? Either way, we stand a good chance to lose a couple of million listeners.
No, I still can't understand, John. What is all this drum solo business?
Rudy, it's just to help me find out something.
Oh, well, go ahead. Beat him. Boys, give John an introduction, please.
Stop the wagon. Now, let's rehearse this.
Let Rudy hold the thing for you.
Right, I'll hold it.
I'll
take it away from you, John, and also hold it and point out.
You keep drumming and you
all right.
Keep shouting. Yeah.
Boys, give John an introduction.
Same thing, set.
Hit the rim, get him out of this world. I'm solid, Jackson. That's it. That's all I wanted to know. I'm ready.
Ready for what?
The greatest role of the entire acting career. The climax. The ultimate achievement, a role even greater than Hamlet.
What is it?
The life of Mickey Rooney.
Why, John, people are already calling you Mickey.
Mickey what?
Calling you Mickey, yes, I see that. Eliminate Mouse, Cochran, and Rooney, and you've got it.
Oh! That this too solid flesh would melt.
A little exercise might help, John. But now to return to the spirit of our New Year show. Stanley Cowan and Bobby Worth's new song, Those Little Nothings. Where the hell is the lyric that I've been carrying around me for days here? Rainy afternoons, the tunes the birdies sing, just didn't mean a thing. Those little nothings mean everything now. The hours after work, the dial on the phone, who knew the joy they bring? Those little nothings mean everything now. And when I used to come home to my room, the walls and the ceilings were always the same. But now things are cheery, I never grow weary of looking at your picture in the frame. Parties that I'd miss, a promise or a vow, a little thing like a kiss. Those little nothings mean everything now. Clouds are sunny skies, the color of my eyes. Those little nothings everything now. The Wednesday matinee, the organ grinder's song. Those little nothings mean everything now. And all the songs that the orchestras played, they never conveyed any meaning to me. Now each little measure is such a sweet treasure. I know the lyrics and the melody. The piano out of tune, the neighbor's friendly bow. Those little nothings mean everything now. Miss Novitz, Miss Miller, Joe Lilly, our young songwriters, to these and thousands of other unsung young stars, the new year typifies a time of renewed hope and faith. But to all of us, as Americans, this new year, 1941, typifies a particular renewal of hope and faith, a renewal of hope and faith in those traditions and ideals most dear to us as Americans. In 1861, in the railroad station of Springfield, Illinois, Abraham Lincoln spoke a few words which have an almost uncanny timeliness at this, the break of the new year, 1941. John Barrymore speaks Mr. Lincoln's word for us now as he left for Washington, never to return.
No one, not in my situation, can appreciate my feelings of sadness for this place and the kindness of you people. I owe everything. I have lived here a quarter of a century and passed from a young to an old man. Here my children have been born, and one is buried. I now leave, not knowing when or whether even I may return. I leave now to assume the presidency at a time at which the condition of the country is an extraordinary one and fills the mind of every patriot with anxiety. Threats of war increase with intensity each day. Fully am I cognizant of the gravity of the duty which I now face. In preparing for it, I have tried to inquire, what great principle or ideal is it that has kept this union so long together? And I believe that it is not the mere matter of separation of the colonies from the motherland, but that sentiment in the Declaration of Independence which gave liberty to the people of this country and hope to all the world. This sentiment, above all others, embodied in the hallowed traditions of our country, is the one by which we have gained and held democracy. Yes, we have gained democracy. But now there are those who question its fitness to survive. If they are right, we have reached the end of a way of life as easily as it might reach the end of a dream. Perhaps we should admit we have reached this end, and that our ideals of personal liberty and justice are outmoded and destined to oblivion. If this is true, I am afraid it must be true forever. Never again will men be given the chance that we have had. I have heard of an Eastern monarch who once charged his wise men to invent him a sentence which would be true and appropriate in all times and situations. They presented him with the words, "And this too shall pass away." That's a comforting thought in time of affliction. And this too shall pass away. And yet, let us believe this is false. Let us prove to the world that it is not true. Let us survive to prove that we can cultivate the intellectual and moral world within us and the physical world beneath and around us. And we shall secure an individual, social, and political prosperity whose course shall be onward and upward, and which, while the earth endures, shall not pass away. Dear friends, in speaking to you, I have said nothing but what I am willing to live by. And if it be the pleasure of Almighty God to die by, I commend you to the care of the Almighty, as I hope that in your prayers you will remember me. Goodbye, my friends and neighbors.
John and I will be back with a story of the Northwest Mounted Police. With us will be another new find whom we did not present tonight because of lack of time, Miss Loreen Tuttle. Once again, we will have with us the giddy Miss Vera Fay. Until then, this is Rudy Valley reminding you to look for the red and white seal test symbol when you buy milk, ice cream, and other dairy products. Au revoir and good night.
Seal Test Incorporated and its member companies are subsidiaries of the National Dairy Products Corporation.
National Broadcasting Company.